I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It's nothing different than before. I feel like my urgency, attention to detail, nothing that's been different before, but just knowing that I got a mission at the end. This team want to win games, and ultimately me, I'm battling for a job, so I want to put my best foot forward and make sure that my teammates know that I'm accountable, I know my stuff, and they can rely on me in any situation in the game.
Buffalo Bills cornerback Tre'Davious White talking about being on a mission this year. He also mentioned, I think in that media spot, about this offseason too being the first one in a number of years he wasn't rehabbing anything, and he got to just focus on his entire body, on you know, the mission, the goal, what have you. And it wasn't just getting healthy. And you know, I'm seeing some stuff from Max Harrison. We talked to Sal. Sal said like one of the players he's been keeping an eye on, just kind of partially because of who he is Harrison, his athletic ability. But I've seen like some reports that he's taken a little bit of time to gel. Obviously, he's a rookie. He's a little raw. If they really do get Trey White back, who is a little bit more like the Ravens' Trey White, plus obviously being a little bit more comfortable knowing the system, the whole thing, they, I think, will be in a really good spot there at cornerback too. It'll allow them to actually slowly bring in Max Harrison, unlike last year with the safeties. I think there was a real struggle with the Bills having to stick with Rapp and Hamlin rather than Bishop going in, and that's because of Bishop's injuries at the start. For most of camp, actually, he was out.
Yes, and I think that it's going to help, though, with in terms of White coming back here. And also, here's an additional thing for you. Yes, Bobby Babich is the defensive coordinator now, and yes, there are going to be different wrinkles in this, but the defense is mostly the same. Mm-hmm. So how much does Tre'Davious White have to prepare even on the mental standpoint of this? No, you are now, you're on a mission, and it's not just body, but mind.
Yeah.
That could even be at peace, coming back to a system that you know what they're asking of you. You know you're a good scheme fit. You found out the hard way that the Rams was not.
Yeah, that was that was hard to see.
Like, that was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Every Bills fan probably covered their eyes and was like, oh my God. No, not like this. Please.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets traded to the Ravens and he looks better because they don't ask different things. Well, they do ask different things, and they were things that Tre'Davious White can do. I don't think there is a better way for him to come into this season than back to a defense that he's familiar with,
mm-hmm.
without injury for the first time in a couple of seasons. He's not rehabbing. He is just working.
Yeah.
That allows for such clarity and focus that I think people, I would like to be pleasantly surprised, is my guess. I'm going to be pleasantly surprised by what Tre'Davious White is going to be able to bring back.
Yeah, I hope Bills. So. I hope so. 803-0550, the number to call. We do have a bit of an injury update from camp. If you've been with us since the beginning, rookie D tackle TJ Sanders along with Alec Anderson both went to the athletic trainer. They went into the medical tent. Good news, though, for Sanders. Alex Brasky, about 15 minutes ago, did tweet out that Sanders was back on the field for team drills. Nothing since then, nothing on Anderson, but a good sign because that injury report, I mean, Derek, we were talking with Sal at the start, and 5 minutes after he left us,
yeah.
It's all of a sudden, here's Anderson, here's Sanders. And you're like, oh, come on. Like, goodness gracious. Practice is done, by the way, as well. Greg Rousseau was speaking with the media today, so that'll be easy. I'm interested for him as well this year. But, man, it was like, come on.
It really has. Like, I mentioned the term annoying, and then what do we get?
But 10 minutes later, not even.
Just two bang, of bang. Them right there.
Yep. And it was just like, oh, okay, more guys have added. And we've mentioned it too. I mean, it's annoying. No one seems all that concerned. So, like, it's more just a frustration and annoyance. But you never like to see it the first day of pads, especially for a guy like a TJ Sanders, who we've been kind of waiting, him and Deion Walker,
excitedly,
to see, okay, campus sounded pretty good for them. We've got Ed Oliver comparing Deion Walker to a dancing bear. I've got a bunch of people talking about TJ Sanders looking good. Okay, like day one of pads. Let's go. What do we got? And 5 minutes into it, it was like, nope. To the medical tent. Now, again, good news for him. He was able to enter back for team drills, and practice has wrapped for today. But yeah, just I'm very excited for Trey White. I really am. I'm not usually somebody, and I've mentioned this a lot, I'm not usually somebody that likes to go back to the known aspect to players who previously played on the Bills. I know former Bills wide receiver Gabe Davis spoke with Kay Adams last week.
Yep.
And that is something I can even love the player and think they could really help the team. I will still probably almost always be very late to the party of wanting to do that. I just don't. I like building through the draft. I like getting new people in, you know, in part also for me too. You know, in some ways, there's a reason you haven't won a championship yet. Let's maybe not keep going back to the same group
right.
who wasn't able to do it. If we're just looking at the Bills, Trey White is one of those few I had no issues with. In part, also, it kind of felt like it was written on the wall. The Bills were going to add a corner early.
Right.
It was not like their A plan was going to be, all right, well, Trey White's our corner.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Back too. Let's go. We're only going to draft Dorian Strong
right.
and Hancock in the later rounds of the draft, and we hope they're good. No, they had
this
a plan
was not
there.
Their plan when right. they signed Tre'Davious White. It was we're going to grab a bunch of bodies, bring them all to training camp, and let them all fight it out.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, we're not done yet when it comes to grabbing bodies for corner because here's three more.
Yeah, right.
They dumped three more onto the pile.
There's almost too many, to be perfectly
yes.
honest. 'Cause I look at a guy like a Dane Jackson, and I do wonder, like, man, he might have a hard time sticking on this roster.
He might be playing late in a preseason game, and you're like, I don't love that for him.
That might be it. That might yeah. be it. But, yeah, I mean, they've added to that room, so that makes me feel better. But, like, I've brought it up a few times now in the last few weeks since camp's gotten underway. But Micah Hyde was kind of always this perfect example for me.
Yes.
Like, Hyde multiple times made it known, I'm only playing in a, oh my gosh, you know, break glass in case of emergency, you know, DEFCON 1 kind of deal.
Like, that's like all three of Rapp, Hamlin, and Bishop get hurt last year.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, it's like, okay, well,
you have to play now.
I'm a warm body that is yeah. signed on the Bills with a contract.
Exactly. And I didn't
so,
I didn't like the constant feeling. It wasn't just callers. It wasn't just fans. It was that feeling that we all had of like any mistake Rapp or Hamlin made, and even Bishop when he was able to get in, of course we had the feeling of just go to Hyde. Just
yep.
go to Hyde.
Like a comfort blanket.
Like a comfort blanket. It's that weighted blanket you put on to chill out your anxiety, right?
It's Jordan Phillips coming back every
right.
season and
mm-hmm.
you know, you need defensive tackle depth. Why not this guy? He's been here.
Right.
And
sometimes it's
nothing
good.
Wrong with that.
Yeah, sometimes it's good.
Phillips was one of the better performers in that AFC Championship game, oddly mm-hmm. enough. Him and Ed Oliver probably were the only ones that I was actually impressed with on the defensive line in
yeah.
that game. Including, but not limited to, that last play that he makes to force Kansas City to only be up by three.
Yeah, but I think, especially in the NFL, because they're such big rosters and the coaching staffs have gotten bigger, there is that the need for familiarity,
mm-hmm.
that you need to bring in people you know you've worked with before, and there's not, at times, this feeling of pushing forward, the progression of a franchise, of a team, what have you. So I really appreciated what this Bills draft was, which was, yeah, we maybe won't be going to those wells at defensive tackle or corner.
Defensively,
because we're
going to
bring in
over.
A ton. Yeah, we are starting over, and that was something I really, really appreciated.
And yet, at the same time, even with that message, in come Trey White and Dane mm-hmm. Jackson.
But the feeling is a bit different of like, okay,
it's also,
but it's going to be hard now for guys like Dane Jackson to sit on the roster.
It's also, you don't want a secondary of entirely all
correct.
Kids.
Correct.
You needed a veteran presence. Tre'Davious White happened to be available, and you were not confident in Rasul Douglas anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, White looked good at the end of the season, including in the game against Baltimore in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your sacrifice on that flag, Mr. Trey Day. We all appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
That was totally not DPI.
I'll take it.
Again, we'll take it. Thank you for your service on that one. Here, come back.
Yep.
But it is, at the same time, like you do need a veteran presence over there. so that in case Benford is, if Benford's your quote unquote vet guy, and then it's all like Harrison, Strong, Hancock, Ingram, just a bunch of youth there. Obviously, Taron Johnson at the nickel, but like Taron Johnson's a one of one.
Yeah, he does a different role kind of deal.
He does a different role, and he plays with a style that is unique because, you know, there's not a lot of players that have that frame that succeed for as long of a career that Johnson has had in the secondary.
We'll see how this all works out for the Bills. 803-0550, the number to call.
Listen all this week, by the way, for your chance to win a pair of grandstand tickets to the NASCAR Cup Series weekend from Friday, August 8th to Sunday, August 10th at Watkins Glen International. The Go Bowling at the Glen brings drivers of the NASCAR Cup Series to battle it out at the historic New York Road Course. Tickets are on sale for the entire NASCAR weekend at theglen.com. We'll come back, wrap things up here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. He's Zach Jones. I'm Derek Kramer. This is WGR.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.